بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبي المصطفى محمد بن عبد الله آخر الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر إلى آخر الآية. وقال تبارك وتعالى: أأنتم تخلقونه أم نحن الخالقون؟ أأنتم تزرعونه أم نحن الزارعون؟ وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن في الجسد لمضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله، وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين. Honorable ulama, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, before we comment on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man salla alayya salatan, whosoever recites and sends one salutation upon me, sallallahu alayhi biha ashara, definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down on him 10 blessings." So before we commence, let us all recite salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Honorable ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, this life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in this dunya, this life Allah has given us as an amana, a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a trust in which we have to fulfill the prerequisites and the requisites of it. If I hand you 50,000 rand as a trust and I say, please look after this money for me, what is required of me to do? What is required of you to do that? That you put this money in a safe, you look after it, you don't touch it yourself, and you don't let anybody else touch it. This is an amana, a trust. So beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this life which is a trust unto us. This life in this dunya, the short time that we have in this world, is a trust unto us. And how do we look after this trust? Not, beloved brothers in Islam, every person on the day of Qiyamah will not be able to move his feet until he answered certain questions. Of those questions, a few are: what did you do in your youth? Did you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or did you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Another one is, what did you do with your wealth? How did you earn it? In a halal way, in a haram way? And also, how did you spend it? Did you spend it in a halal way or in a haram way? These questions will be asked on the day of Qiyamah. So this trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we cannot live how we want. I'll earn what how I want to. I'll rob a bank. I'll do people down. No. I'll eat what I want to. I'll eat from haram sources. And then what happens? I'll just close my eyes and die and I'll become dust. No. Each person will reckon for his deeds on the day of Qiyamah. I eat what I want, I drink what I want, I love my life like how I want, to my whims and fancies. Beloved brothers in Islam, this is for the non-Muslims, not for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min," that this dunya, this world, is a prison for the believer. "Wa jannatul kafir," and it is a paradise and a jannah for the kafir, for the kuffar. One of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was sitting on his horse and driving through an area, when somebody stopped him and asked him, you're riding on such a nice horse, you dress so well. But didn't your Nabi say that this life is a prison for you? And it's a paradise for us kafirs? So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how did he answer? He said, my dear friend, the way I am today, in this condition, it is like I am in jail. When I close my eyes and I meet my Allah, Allah will give me much more. That will be. So this, on comparison to what I have in this dunya, to the akhirah, this is jail. And for you, it's a pleasure for you in this world. Because once you close your eyes and you go to Jahannam, on comparison, this world was better for you then. So beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us regarding our actions and regarding our deeds. Beloved brothers in Islam, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to be recognized. Many people has come with many problems and many people are facing many difficulties. But for what reason? Beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to look, if you look in the Quran, you will find every example. The example of all the past nations that came, the example of Qawmi Saba, Qawmi Shu'aib, Aad and Thamud, all this was an example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about it in the Quran. For what? So that we can get recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can realize the greatness of Allah. The nation of Saba, beloved brothers in Islam, we think we own land, we own 2,000 square meters of land. Our house is on it. I own land. No, beloved brothers in Islam. The nation of Saba owned hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of kilometers of land. And not only land, it was land with gardens. And not only land with gardens, but with gardens that bore fruit for them. But what happened? They thought that success was laying in this garden. Success of my life is laying in this garden. And what happened? They started disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah stopped. The rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped. The help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped. And what happened? That same garden where they thought their success was, their destruction came out of it. We think we own land. We own but one piece of land. This was a nation that owned thousands of kilometers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala done this to them. Why? Because they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the means of that land. The nation of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam, what happened with them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with millions and millions of gold coins and silver coins. Riches, wealth, money that was, we cannot understand, we cannot fathom, our brain cannot capacitate it. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with. When they do one deal, it's nothing under hundreds of thousands. Allah blessed them with this. But what happened? They lost their objective in life. And they lost their goal in life. And they lost their foresight, their sight of what is their objective in this dunya. And they started disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through means of that wealth. Beloved brothers in Islam, it is proven that once man has too much money, it goes to his head. And once his head gets mixed up, then the heart is mixed up. Like we said, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna fil jasadi la mudgha, verily in this body there is one piece of flesh. This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen, beloved brothers in Islam. Inna fil jasadi la mudgha, in the body there is one piece of flesh. Idha saluhat saluhal jasadu kullu, if this one piece of flesh comes right and is made islah of, then this whole body will become right. And what do people say? No, I don't have to follow the sunnah because I got iman in my heart. Idha saluhat saluhal jasadu kullu, the whole body will become right. The whole body will follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ, and if this one piece of flesh becomes fasid and becomes corrupted, then the whole body will become corrupt. That is why Rasul, the hadith ends, أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this is the heart, it is the heart of mankind. If this Maulana Shaheed spoke last week about the five roots that enter to the heart, I'm basically just continuing with what he said. So we say iman is in the heart, but we're breaking the command of Allah. We're breaking the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What has become of us? Openly, the janazah of the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is leaving our houses, leaving our lives. No, don't worry, I'll do what I want to, I'll dress how I want to, I'll act how I want to, my akhlaq can be how it wants to, because iman is in my heart. Aren't you going openly against the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if this heart is corrupt, then the whole body is corrupt, and if this heart is correct, then the whole body is correct. So that is a very weak excuse. I got it in my heart, it's a very weak excuse. It means you don't have it. So we should not make that statement. Rather make dua that Allah correct us. And Allah bring us on the straight path. So beloved brothers in Islam, we think we have money. Look at the qawm of Shu'aib, the nation of Shu'aib. What happened to them? In their own money was their destruction. We think we got technology. Beloved brothers in Islam, to put up one building 10 by 10, we need to first get the architects in. Bring them in, draw a plan, and bring the engineers in and draw their plans. They sort out everything, and then they say, alright, now we'll build it, and we'll put 3-4 pillars inside, and we'll hold up the structure. Look at the qawm of Ad and Thamud. Beloved brothers in Islam, what technology didn't they have? They used to carve houses out of the mountains without plans. When you walk in the mountain, and till today you can go and see it in Jordan. What happens? When you sit in one of their windows, you look like, in the window, not in the door, you sit in the window, and then you look like you lost. That's how big it was. When you go into the cave, no pillars. You build the masjid. What's this? It's a pillar. So what technology didn't they have? But what happened? They lost sight and they lost their objective in life. Which was what? Following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused their destruction. They were people who said, "Man ashaddu minna quwwah?" Who is stronger than us? We can build houses with... But beloved brothers in Islam, I forgot to mention this. They never used a chisel and a hammer. They used their hands. They scratched it out of the mountain. Allah gave them this technology. That is technology, beloved brothers. So beloved brothers in Islam, they were people who said, "Man ashaddu minna quwwah?" Who's stronger than us? You know, put out the chest. We are the bosses. Nobody can do us nothing. And what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded that the angel of wind let out just one fingertip of wind. And when he let that out, Allah destroyed them. They flew from pillar to post, literally. And Allah crushed them. Why? Because they lost sight of the object of life. Beloved brothers in Islam, how do we make our life valuable? This is the question. How do we bring value into our lives? Through material wealth? No. We are not saying that we must not earn halal rizq. No. We have to earn it. There's nothing wrong with being rich. There's nothing wrong with having a lot of wealth. But the thing is, the fact that is distinguishing between the two is whether we are obeying Allah in that wealth or we are disobeying Allah. Whether that wealth is going to be a cause of our destruction or a cause of our success. Beloved brothers in Islam, our objective in life is to follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to follow the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how better can it come? Then, like Maulana Shaheed explained last week, one of the ways of going into the heart is through the mouth. If you eat oily food also, it goes to the heart, you get cholesterol. It's through the mouth also. No, speaking about Allah. Speaking about the greatness of Allah. In the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, beloved brothers, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, He said, "Oh Musa, that stick which is in your hand, hit that rock. Strike that rock." When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam struck that rock, what happened? It split open. In it was another rock. When Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, strike it again. When he struck that rock, it broke open. And he found in that rock one small bird. In that bird's mouth was a piece of grass, a blade of grass. Who is doing this, beloved brothers? Sayaquluna lillah. Only and only we will say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody else can do this. Without air, without water, without sunshine, a blade of green grass in a bird of a mouth. In the bird's mouth. Not only in one rock, but in a second rock. Is this not the greatness of Allah? Is this not the kibriyai of Allah? Only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do this, beloved brothers in Islam. Our objective in life, like I've mentioned a few minutes ago, is to bring total sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. And once we have that, then we will have success. In today's time, unfortunately, it is such that we have started measuring success with dunya, with worldly things. That is how us, the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has started measuring success. If a man is wealthy, he is successful. If he's not wealthy, he's not successful. Wa na'udhu billah. If that man is wealthy and he doesn't have the taqwa in his heart and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, then in essence he is not rich. But that man who might be sleeping on a piece of cardboard, using cardboard as his mattress and newspaper as his blanket, but in his heart he has the greatness of Allah. In his heart he has the recognition of Allah. In his heart he has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then isn't that person successful, I ask you, beloved brothers in Islam? Because not only is he successful in this dunya, but in the qabr and in the akhir. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is feeding that rich man, the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will feed the poor man. He will not leave this world until his last piece of rizq is eaten up. So beloved brothers in Islam, my time has come to an end of the talk. We humbly appeal to all brothers to start making the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to start speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to try and follow the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the best of our ability. It is very easy, beloved brothers in Islam. Our 24-hour life can come onto the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if you want it to come onto the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How? When we wake up in the morning to recite the dua. When we use the bathroom to go in with the left foot, recite the dua before entering. When coming out, exit with the right foot, recite the dua on exit. Every single thing, every single movement of ours can be in the sunnah tariqah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if we are going to work and we are doing business, if we are going to do it the way Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, then isn't our life in ibadah? Then we are bringing alive the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So beloved brothers in Islam, daily we should try and bring alive one new sunnah into our lives. Try and practice on one sunnah that we didn't do before, let us bring it into our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq and ability to do it.